Corporate radio and corporate music labels are killing music and destroying innovation, all for the sake of profits.
Our culture continues to die in the process, and someday we may not know what music is supposed to sound like.
Here is the one true solution. Bands from all over the world send us their music and we play it. Free from the clutches of profit-lusting corporations.
Join us as we share creativity and save music together on
killradio.org.
Turn off your radio and turn on Kill Radio.
Turn off your radio and turn on Kill Radio.
Turn off your radio and turn on Kill Radio.
I met someone, heard her order, said to act pretty rude. Your premature ego, it will hinder you. It's hard to lend things to friends that steal. And Frankenstein is one of my favorite zombie films. I tend to like girls that most wouldn't like. Except their sheets like dirty and like all trashy, Mike. Being picky only means I know what I want. And you're about as smart as a thong. Sex for the sport of it never went mainstream, but war did. So pick your team. Racism lives at school and work. Like if you ain't black, you wish you were. You're so full of yourself that it hurts you. Then wonder why people don't like you. It's not your color or skin, it's your attitude. Racism starts at childhood. Truth. Strangers and friends ask if I'm going to write about Virginia Tech. Well, who do you think he got the inspiration from? That's a jab at the people who come and say to blame is the movies and the music. I know a friend who, after viewing, supersized me and liked what I had to say, but afterwards was eaten at a fast food place. And still does and will until he wants. Some things never change until they got a warning from the good old doctor saying you only got a year left, now they're praying. We're so goddamn miserable. When something feels that indulgent, we don't care if it's harmful. Or we don't even know if you like this, cause the mirage of happiness leaves us content.
Here, here.
Here, here.
KillRadio.org.
Yes.
That was Michael Knott, an artist who submitted to us a number of times. That track we heard was Zombie. He's based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/MichaelKnott, MichaelKnaht. And that's how we're starting the show today, John.
Yeah. You're listening to Here, Here on KillRadio.org. Is my first coffee of the day, and it's afternoon.
Is it cinnamon flavored?
Hazelnut.
Oh. I knew it.
Hazel testicle. Hazel testicle flavored.
Oh, God. I can't drink any of those flavored.
Well, I mean, it's not flavored. It's actually made from hazelnuts.
No.
No? I don't know.
No.
Tastes fine to me.
Great.
Fantastic.
This show's about talking about coffee. And about
it's coffee talk with Mark and John. That's what we were going to call it. I think that wasn't that one of the names that we were considering some point?
No.
No.
I know in improv you're always supposed to never deny, but I'm denying that. No. No.
All right, fine then. How's your week been? What with it being Friday and all?
I had some family in town, so I was down in Seal Beach yesterday, and we went to this restaurant, and I just never had seen so many white people before. I mean, just, you know, we're living downtown, white old people, like, because they're all from Leisure World. You know what Leisure World is?
Mm-mm.
Leisure World is it's a chain, in a sense, of these big, huge retirement communities. They're more than just places where elderly live the autumn years of their lives, I guess they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more with things to do. It's like a community for them, and they're protected and, you know, all that kind of thing. It's a lot of stuff is done for them, but it's not like an old folks home.
Old people are fantastic.
So
I'm in full support of the rights.
So
of
what's
old people.
Weird is there's the Leisure World contingency down there, and then there's the there's also the whole military contingency down there because it's near Los Alamitos Hill Beach where there's a big huge military area and you know they got nuclear bombs there. They've always denied that they do.
And so do you see a lot of fights between like military personnel and old people?
No, they're also loving to each other. But I mean, it's just weird. It's just like it's just the opposite genre of people, if you will, the opposite demographic of people with you that I'm around normally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm eating a vegetarian patty melt with a garden burger patty. All of us actually, because we're all eating vegetarian because it's kind of what we do. My family. And then we're surrounded by all these people eating, you know, corned beef and hash and just typical, you know, wasp food, I guess. It was just bizarre. It's funny how it was slightly bizarre.
You're such a self-hating white person.
I know. No, I'm not self-hating. I'm hating of other whites.
So you mentioned the word leisure, and it reminded me that tomorrow night is another leisure suite.
Shit.
And you know that's the 70s and 80s DJ night that I do with Starsky Suave down at Bar 107 downtown. And Starsky just made the most kick-ass
it's amazing.
Poster for us. You go to myspace.com/theleisuresuite. SUITE, and it's so cool. It's got Starsky like holding a pair of disco balls, and it's got all the usual suspects from Bar 107, yeah. The owners and the bartenders and stuff. And
is that Gypsy?
I guess so.
And Gypsy from The Exorcist.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a lot of fun. And yeah, wow. So if you're not doing anything tomorrow night, there's actually a lot of great bands playing tomorrow night. But if you don't feel like going to see a band, if you want to groove out to some 70s and 80s stuff, that's where I'll be at Bar 107.
Cool.
Let's get back to music because I have lots to play. I'm sure you have lots to play.
Should we explain the show real quick, what this show's about? Or should we just assume everyone knows?
I assume everyone knows everything at
okay.
all times.
Me too. So just play your music then.
This is Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show. It's called Here Here. It's on killradio.org. We have a MySpace address. It's myspace.com/herehere. HEAR_HERE. I'm going to start by playing an artist out of Canada by the name of Pascal Goodrich Black. And then follow that up. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. Yes. You have a problem? Listen,
no,
it's quite
No, it's just
quite
bizarre because she emailed me wanting to be played at Lost Souls Cafe.
Yes, well, she was...
And then she just emailed me the other day going, how do I get played on Kill Radio?
Yeah, well, she... I've communicated with her. She's a... I
thought
she's
good. That's why I
wanted
to make sure she knew about it.
Through this cool, also Vancouver band called Mojave, mm-hmm. who... frequently tours in LA, and they came on my program on
It's
Good a while back.
We're becoming
and
an epicenter. Did you notice that?
We are.
Just you and I.
An epicenter, an equinox, and a vortex all wrapped in one.
It's just bizarre. This stuff keeps happening where it's like, oh, you've already submitted.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you sent me an email, too, asking if... if I could hold off on certain submissions because you were going to play them or because of certain events coming up.
Uh-huh.
And yes, indeed. I had them at home and I was about to play them. And
great.
And now they won't get played thanks to Mark Caldwell
for 2 weeks.
At Kill Radio. Anyway, this is Pascal Goodrich Black, and then I'm going to follow that up with Kraft Club, and I'll tell you a little bit more about these artists after that. So stick around. You're listening to Here Here on killradio.org.
Is afraid of all the things that could go wrong with no one to help her. She has had to do it alone. So take her in your arms and all the way home let her. She can feel. She's worried, and that's all she can feel. Take her hand, don't leave her standing to carry the weight on her own. Raise her tears, don't leave her. She can't find the way on her. often afraid I've known the ache of being alone. But now I see a future, and in it I'm not on my own. And there's a fear that I can't go on. Turn to you and then I am strong. Take my hand, don't leave me standing to carry the weight on my own. Erase my tears, don't leave me standing. I can't find the way on. Coming down. Oh, baby, baby, you're the one that I need around. When I am next to you, I don't have to face it alone. Carry the weight on my own. So take her hand, don't leave her standing. She can't do this alone. To carry the weight on my own. No one should face it alone.
You're here on killradio.org. Kill Radio is all submission, only submission show. We were just listening to Craft Club, myspace.com/craftclubmusic. They're going to be headlining the next isgoodmusic.com presents Spaceland show, which is this Thursday, April 3rd. They're really incredible. They were just a guest on my show, Is Good, yesterday. And if you go to myspace.com/thisisgood or isgoodmusic.com, you can check out their interview and their live performance. Also playing that night are... friends of mine, Michael Mazzocchi and the Widows, Night Fur, and Fish Circus. It should be a really fun, eclectic evening. If you want to get on the $5 discount list, just go ahead and email me. That's John, J-O-N, at killradio.org, or shoot me a message over at myspace.com/thisisgood. I'll be happy to put you on the list. And then you'll be like, oh, I'm on the list. And then people will want to give you oral sex. And before that, we were listening to Pascal Goodrich Black. Hey, it's cool to be on the list. The list is what LA is all about, man. People don't go to shows to see music. They go to shows so that they can say, hey, I was on the list. A lot of times I like to go put myself on the list and then not even go to the show. Just check in and then leave. Because, you know, supporting music is a dead art. It's not true. Before that, we were listening to the lovely Pascal Goodrich Black.
Who I'm emailing right now to let her know that she's getting played. She just emailed me when I sent her instructions on how to get on the show.
I MySpaced her last night to tell her. But anyway,
she probably doesn't know we do the show together.
We're listening to a track called Leave Me Standing off of her album, My Crooked Line. And you should go check it out, myspace.com/PASCALEGOODRICHBLACK. Pascal Goodrich Black. Also, PascalGoodrichBlack.com out of the lovely nation of Canada that has tolerated this violent imperialist nation sitting right next to it for so long.
I don't think they're tolerating us. I think they're stuck with us.
No, I think they could destroy us any moment they want to, and they've just
morally,
been holding off.
Yeah.
I was going to say something about the war now, but I can't remember
what
it was.
Please do.
It was something really like fun and exciting. But no.
Now your phone's ringing. Why can't you have your phone on vibrate when we do the show? It's just, you know, and no one cares that you're going to say, oh, it's blah, blah, blah calling.
Oh, yeah, it is blah, blah, blah. See? I'll call him back. It's cool.
Stupid. I hope he's not listening going, wow, I've just been blowed off on the air.
I'm blowed off.
God. Sorry, that's gay speak.
That's gay speak.
I can't.
Blowed.
Blowed. Bloated.
Wow.
Bloated off is when you blow off someone who's
that's
fat.
That's going to be the episode. That's going to be the episode of... that's going to be the title of today's episode. Blowed.
Blowed off?
It blowed.
Bloated off.
Fantastic. Here. Kill Radio is all submission show. You send us music. We play it. It really doesn't get much more complicated than that.
No. And that's just it about the show. Bands send us their music and we play it, regardless of our personal opinions about the music or anything. And the brilliance of all that is it's truly a submission show. We're not trying to...
It's truly, truly.
We're not
truly
trying
amazing.
To, you know, make sure it gets listeners or gets us happy with the or makes us on good standing with our advertisers because we don't have that.
Yeah, if it weren't for the DJs, the musicians, and the audience, this radio station would be awesome. But now at least we have the music.
Yeah,
we have your music.
Yeah,
so that's good. And on that note, why don't we? What are you going to play for us now, Mark?
Okay, John. Well, let's go look.
Let's head over to Mark, who's in the field.
I'm out here in the field.
Oh, I sound like one of those droids in Star Wars. There.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a band called Brutal Intent out of Mathis, Texas. MySpace.com/IntentBrutal. So the brand's name is Brutal Intent. but their MySpace page is dyslexic. It's intent brutal. So just remember that and you'll be fine. We're going to hear two tracks, Just Hate Me and then Fear Within. And this is what I thought when we first started doing the show. This would be the type of music we would get all the time. And it's actually kind of a minority, but so it's kind of nice to hear. So here you're listening to Brutal Intent out of Mathis, Texas on killradio.org's Hear Hear.
Don't care who you are. You think you're famous.
And we're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. That was, once again, Brutal Intent. That last track was Fear Within out of Mathis, Texas, myspace.com/intentbrutal. Before that, once again, we heard Just Hate Me. And we probably could have started off with that. Just started off on that happy note.
On that happy note, yeah.
Get the show off right, you know, just kind of, here's to the kids.
It's all for the kids. This show has always been for the kids.
Well, the handicapped kids.
Especially the handicapped kids. Although, you know what? They get it. They have it so easy.
They get so much.
Yeah. I say we just go back to music, frankly. Frankly.
Shirley.
Don't call me Shirley.
Don't call me Frankly.
I'm reading this.
Yeah, reading on the air is great radio, John.
If you can sort of get an image in your head of me standing here reading about this band, Day of Lions, and their album, Come Down from the Mountain, from which I'm going to play the title track, then you will see exactly what's going on here. Yukon Records, who represents a lot of great artists, sent me a little packet of some artists that they're promoting at the moment. And so that's what I'm going to play for you now. Day of Lions, and then the quarter after. And you should check out their respective MySpace pages, as they both have some gigs coming up. So check it out. This is Day of Lions. I'm going to follow it up with the quarter after. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
This next song is called Come Down from the Mountain.
Come down from the mountain. You know you want some come. City's much brighter in the winter, with all the lights on trees. We'll walk so you can see. And I know your mother died, and your wife, she left your side. But I am here, I am here. Checks never enough, but I am here, I am here for you. So come, come up from the country, where the cold wind's always blowing so very hard. Side, but I am here, I am here for you. And I know things are rough, and the paycheck's never enough, but I am here, I am here for you. I am here, I am here, I am. I am here for you.
I know where I'm going to. I've got bright ideas for you. Bring your mind to understand. Now's the time to live again. Follow me down wandering roads as we watch our thoughts unfold. Open up your world and share. Let the wind blow through your hair and see how good it feels to breathe.
And we're back, I think.
And we're back.
I can't hear myself.
I gotta go. Oh, that was dreadful. I think, did I leave the mics up that whole time?
I don't know.
I think I might have. I am a bad sound engineer and a bad person. In addition to, don't look at me, don't not look at me like that.
I'm just letting you talk.
Well, anyway, we were just listening to The Quarter After, a couple, well, one and one-eighth of a track from The Quarter After. From this great album, look at it, they have side A, side B on the back.
Hmm.
Back when things had sides. And we're listening to a track called See How Good It Feels. And before that, we were listening to Day of Lions. Both of these from Yukon Records. Dane, thank you so much for sending us your music. Always good stuff. So check them out at their respective MySpace pages. And back to you, Mark.
Nothing going on here.
What are you doing? You're sort of engrossed in your email.
And thanks for talking about that. Let's go to music.
All right.
This is a band that comes to us from London, UK. We played them last week. We got two more tracks from them. We might have to crank it up a little bit. They don't sound like they're loud enough, but we'll make it work. We've got two tracks, Pretty Little Things, and The Daily Dust is The Gin Riots out of London, UK, myspace.com/TheGinRiots, and they sound just like this.
And you're banking up the tears behind your eyes. shady thing to do. You'll be the death of me. You'll be the reason that I fall. I fall. You'll be the death of me.
You're here.
And we're back.
KellRadio.org.
That was the Gin Riots.
Yeah.
How come I can't hear myself that well?
Because I turned the monitors down.
Okay, there we are.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going deaf, I guess.
The sweet, sexy, homosexual voice of
Mark Caldwell. Sweet and homosexual. It's kind of a redundancy. Yeah, that was the Gin Riots. That last track we heard was The Daily Dust. Before that, we heard Pretty Little Things. They're out of London, UK. We played them last week as well. So it's been a Gin Riots week, basically. 7 days. Of the Gin Riots. The other days we spent those in our private time playing them nonstop. Really good in the shower. I get out of the shower in like 4 minutes with that music just because I'm sudsing much quicker than normal. Yeah, normally unless I'm saying Buddhist chants or something, so it's taking forever.
Nice.
Take a 5-hour shower. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/TheGinRiots. And we're back.
So have you noticed, isn't it interesting how politicians are expected to defend or refute statements made by people that they used to hang out with, like people that aren't them. Like this whole thing with Obama and his former pastor, and it comes down to him, you know, either backing up or suppressing something that was said that wasn't him a long time ago. That just seems really...
Well, the whole situation with the Reverend Wright thing is just so just shows kind of the ignorance of this country on many levels, on both sides, really. Number one, you know, we're never going to understand the frickin' black experience in this country. I mean, the black experience is completely different. It's outside of our own understanding, and so it's just...
No, I think I got it.
Yeah, right. And that's the challenge, is people think they got it, mm-hmm. and they understand it. And
I saw a John Singleton movie. I know who Spike Lee is.
Right.
I understand the experience completely.
And then the other thing is, I on his case, you know, granted, these clips that you see on YouTube or you saw on the news or whatever, you know, it's taking little sound bites out of something that was within a context of 20 years of preaching. But I just don't think politics has a place in the church, not out of a ethical thing, but it defeats the whole purpose of living a spiritual life. Politics is a totally human invention. It's a human construct, and it's, and in that, it's probably one of the most flawed ones that we utilize in our culture all the time. And then living a spiritual life is supposed to be rising above, you know, the kind of holds that we think this material world has. So we don't have our, we don't leave our minds, you know, in this world. We kind of rise above, you know, these human challenges that are oftentimes, you know, really immature and primitive and about being right and wrong. And so it's just, to me, I wouldn't even though I understand his sentiment, and I think he's
could you articulate
right
his
in many ways his sentiment,
yeah,
about what the right Reverend writes. I mean, it sounds like he has a lot of different viewpoints about what this country really is about versus the persona that this country likes to play itself off as. What most Americans believe this country is and what the reality is, and maybe more specific, I should just say, to be fair, the reality to black America, what America is, versus the reality to the overall understanding of America, which is basically white America, since that's considered the majority, is two different things. And it's two different faces. It's like, you know, what are those, I don't know, those mythical two-headed beasts out of a Roman story or something, you know? Where they're, you know, it's the Janus or whatever, I don't know. But, you know, that's the challenge, is white America looks at the world very differently. And I'm speaking very generally, basically from a viewpoint of, like, middle America, that kind of viewpoint of looking at America as being good and right and Christian, and we're the power of white, and everything that's wrong is black and foreign is different. And, you know, there's a level of arrogance that we do things right in this country, that we do things better, that being American is better than being from someone else. Being heterosexual is better than being from somewhere else. Being white is better than being
and all these
else.
Things are normative experiences.
And being
and
Christian
else
is
other
better.
Than that is abnormal.
Well, I mean, all these things are just so innately kind of involved in the subtext of everything that they believe. And
having two nipples is better.
so it becomes when someone kind of they have a complete inability to look at the world outside of that very rigid perspective. Because also, when you start looking at things that way, when you just rest on being right and then kind of basically being arrogant about it, then there's no responsibility about improving or how what could be wrong or doing things differently or how could we make this a better place. As long as it's fine for me as the, you know, the WASP, then what do I care? You know, being rich is better than being poor. That's another one I just thought of.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So, I mean, there's all these things where...
Except that one's true.
There's all these things that, you know, white America does, or America does overall, with those kind of beliefs. And then he says what he says, and people are shocked and outraged. Well, they happen to look at the world, or even at themselves, or at this country, outside of the very rigid perspective, they might learn some things. I mean, I went through the same thing. I mean, I used to think the same thing about this country, and all these kind of things. And then as I evolved and looked and matured and got outside of my own comfort zone, I... you know, learn that this is not a perfect society. No, I mean, if someone to say that it is kind of
deluded.
Beyond deluded. It's insane. It's a level of insanity. So, I mean, that's where you have to kind of go, well, if it's not perfect, where is it imperfect, and how can we improve upon that? But, you know, it's the whole love it or leave it kind of thing.
Well, Mark, I had no idea how deep your love of terrorism ran. And all I can say is, of all the pro-death penalty anti-gay marriage candidates, I like Obama the best.
God.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Just act. actually about music.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play some music for you right now. This comes to us via Royal Mail.
Yay.
Meaning the Queen herself.
Sent it.
Licked this stamp and sent it from the UK to the USA. And it's an artist by the name of Spook Boy. And after that, I'm going to play a Los Angeles act called Note Rock. So stay tuned. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Thank you. full circle, it goes round, and I'm back on the rebound, and I'm lost, and you're found, and I'm high with both feet on the ground, and my foundation is worn thin, and we're singing this song again, and it gets played over and over again, and over again, and over again, and we can make up to break up and give it one more try. Why?
Tell me why.
And we can try it again and go on and be friends, but why?
Tell me why.
Cause if it's over,
it's over.
Let's move on, cause I'm too far gone. Say this full circle, it goes round, and I'm back in your town, and you're lonely, and I'm alone. So you call me on the phone and say, maybe, maybe, baby, we can't work it out, but maybe, maybe, baby, this is our end. We can make it to break up and give it one more try, but why?
Tell me why.
And we can try it again and go on and be friends, but why?
Tell me why.
Cause if it's over,
it's over.
Let's move on, cause I'm too far gone. Circle, it goes round, and I'm back on the rebound, and I can't stand this merry-go-round, and maybe, baby, this is our end, or maybe, baby, we can just pretend. We can make it to break up and give it one more try, but why, tell me why, now we can try it again and go on and be friends, but why?
That for timing.
That's great.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Should I get that?
Let me get it. You talk about the band. Hand me the phone.
I hope it's Kill a sales Radio. Call. Anyway, yeah, we were just listening to Note Rock.
Who's this?
There's this site called forthart.com, FORTHEART.com, forthart.com. And it looks like they have a bunch of independent artists there. And this is one of them, an artist by the name of Note Rock that we were just listening to. That's based out of Los Angeles. And before that, we were listening to Spook Boy out of the UK. Some cool electronic music for you there. And you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Who is that, Mark?
They're there. They want to talk about printing supplies and stuff.
And so you're just going to...
No, I'm going to pick it back up after good music. So,
awesome.
Let's do that.
Should we put them on the air?
No, let's just... I'm sorry. That person's unavailable. Hello? She hung up. I heard us talking about her.
Well, anyway, but we need printing supplies.
It's so funny how people think we're just... I guess they somehow find out about us through public record that we exist.
I think it's because we're in the phone book.
Okay, that would be public record. So we're in public record. Someone, they think we're this legitimate business.
Because we're in the phone book.
That has interns and businesses. Well,
we do have
stuff.
Interns. Go make me some more coffee,
Mark.
Slut.
I'm your intern and you're my intern. What are you fucking around for?
It's true. We're our own sound engineers.
We're everything. The show's going fast because we're not talking too much between songs.
It's fine. I have work to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then it's fine.
Back to music.
This is a band called Suburban Smith out of Toronto. A track called Mule Skinner Blues. If you are familiar with this track, it's very much a classic or a standard, I should say, is probably a better term for it. It's also known as the Blue Yodel No. 8. So Suburban Smith is at myspace.com/Suburban Smith. Very easy. So let's go to it. And then coming after that will be the Split Seconds out of Bielefeld, Nordrhein Westfalen, Germany. And we're going to hear a track from them called So Sad About It All. But let's first go to Mule Skinner Blues by Suburban Smith out of Toronto. You're listening here on killradio.org.
Thank you.
And I can't find my mic.
It's right there. It's right there on your chin.
Yeah, God. That was, once again, that was Split Seconds out of, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Bielefeld, Nordrhein Westfalen, Germany, myspace.com/splitsecond. Split Seconds Band. That's Split Seconds Band, plural. And again, before that was that country standard, Mule Skinner Blues, also known as the Blue Yodel No. 8 from Suburban Smith. They're out of Toronto, Canada, of course, myspace.com/suburbansmith. And, God, I've done almost all my music, and we're a little more than an hour into the show.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to do my last little set here.
Yeah.
And I've got, this is going to be an interesting set. I've got some music from America.
Wow. Where exactly?
And some music from Helsinki. I think you played this band last week.
Wait, hold on. Hiroshi Lovers?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I played them. No one cares about the Sirens, John. They sound so much louder to us than they do when you ever hear it recorded.
I know.
Thank God. Here,
these guys are from Helsinki, Finland, and this is what a package from Helsinki looks like.
It's no got way.
The word Helsinki on it.
They use paper.
Yeah, they use paper and a little Finland Post Corporation quantity, one CD. Yeah. Hiroshi Lovers. The revolution is over. MySpace.com/Hiroshi Lovers. Says here on the one sheet, compared to artists such as Joy Division, Blondie, Garbage, and PJ Harvey. Those are nice things.
That's about right.
To.
Yeah.
Hiroshilovers.com, MySpace.com/Hiroshi Lovers. I guess I'll start with them, and then I'll go to this music out of Texas. Donald Fuller. And he's got his album is called The Texas Twister. And I went to his MySpace to send him a message saying he was going to get played, and
yeah,
says he's from McKinney, which is cool because I actually know where that is, McKinney, Texas. That's where Shannon's aunt lives.
Let's play
not far from where we got married.
Let's play
actually.
A track from Hiroshi Lovers that we didn't play a couple
yeah,
weeks ago.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And look at this cool cover art. I don't know if you saw if they sent
wow,
that
listeners,
to you
this is great cover art. No, it is really
yeah.
cool.
No, it's like a guy with a noose for a tie. What track should I play? I'll let Mark choose that. Because it's fresh on here. I unwrap it and I play it just for you.
Well, I guess play the first song a long enough song?
Yes.
Play that.
That's the song I'm going to play then.
Okay.
Hiroshi Lovers, I'm going to follow it up with Donald Fuller. And you're listening to...
This is the title track, here. The Revolution is Over.
Killradio.org. Whoops. That's not Hiroshi Lovers. Well, because I had initially planned to play Hiroshi Lovers second, and I put it in. Never mind. It's because I'm a retard. This is Hiroshi Lovers. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Revolution is over, and it's time for Hiroshi. Revolution is over. Time for Hiroshi. Thank you.
was surfing the world wide web, passing away the time, checking in on my old friends from the Semper Fi. And suddenly my heart sank as I read this note she wrote. Does anyone remember my daddy? I'd really like to know. He was a fighting Marine, PFC, last name Andrews, first name Joe. I know he would have loved me. I wish he never had to go. My mama's always told me it was our freedom he died for. If anyone remembers my daddy, I'd really like to know. Mama still has daddy's letters, and sometimes I get them out. And daddy had this friend called Red that he always wrote about. It sounded like, from what he said, they were just like brothers. Daddy watched Red's back and Red watched his. They looked out for each other. I know it's a long shot, but I just had to leave this note. If anyone remembers my daddy, I'd really like to know. Signed, thank you, Mary Jo. I could tell as I read her words, she'd been wondering for so long, never knowing her daddy, him being gone when she came along. A tear rolled down my cheek as a thought of my own could have been me, missing the father I never had. Keep the faith, sweet lady, you're gonna see your dad someday. He'll welcome you with open arms and a big old smile on his face. You'll have all the answers that you're looking for, and you won't have to wonder, does anyone remember my daddy anymore. You're
listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. Kill Radio is all submission, only submission show. That was so very Texas. Donald Fuller, name of the album is The Texas Twister. This is co-wrote by another singer-songwriter out in Texas called named Jerry Hunter. And thanks for sending us your CD. You can pick it up at cdbaby.com/CD/Donald Fuller. And it's got 14 tracks on it. Before that, we were listening to Kuroshi Lovers out of Helsinki, Finland. And that is a cool CD. Check them out, myspace.com/KuroshiLovers. KuroshiLovers.com. And they're with a record company called Rimu, R-I-E-M-U.com. And that's it for the CDs today.
Huh.
On here on killradio.org. And back to you, Mark.
This has been the
least bantery show ever.
Ever.
I'm all frazzled, man. I've been all over the place this week doing this, that, and the other thing, and I'm sure you have been too. And
I just want to go home and drink a beer.
Yeah, man. See,
I want to self-medicate.
Used to be the highlight, the high time of this show was when both of us were like kind of like didn't have enough to do. Like we were both like you were in between jobs.
Yeah, I was receiving unemployment.
You know,
yeah.
And I was like I hadn't started school yet. You know, and so we were both just like drinking and smoking crack all day every day
during
and
the show.
We'd come in and be like, you know, what if grass was blue and the sky was bright green? And
would that affect how the birds fly?
Yeah, would that like screw people up? We would just talk about that for hours, and then we would play music. And I didn't even used to tell bands we were going to play them. And
right.
All kinds of crazy shit.
You hated bands back then.
I hated all music. I hated anything, any repeated or ritualistic sound of any kind. That would drive me insane.
I was trying to be good cop the whole time and overcompensate for daddy's anger.
And I was much more homophobic, and you were a raging anti-Semite.
That's not true. I'm a raging anti-Semite now.
It's true.
Compared to then,
some things never change.
No. They've gotten better. I'm better at it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I think we're having a moment.
I don't know.
Let's go back to music.
Let's continue this.
This moment makes me uncomfortable.
Let's continue this.
Get your hand off my moment.
Let's continue this Finland invasion, this Finnish invasion that we're kind of having past couple weeks. This is Pilgrim Speakeasy. We played them last week. You want to go ahead and bring them up on the board? We got two trongs. We got two trongs from Cham. We got two songs from them. Him, them, all of them. Could be an army of people in this band. I have no idea. And let's go to it. This first track is Lev, and then after that is the track called Black Mind. They're out of Copenhagen, Finland, but I think he's originally from London, UK. So it's myspace.com/pilgrimspeakeasy. And let's start with Lev right now on here, killradio.org.
We're huge in Finland.
Now, Having a fucking giraffe, ain't you, mate?
Sweet. but my brain still thinks and my taste still stinks. Into debauchery eventually I will jump or I will fall. And I'll stop hiding behind Jesus and I'll say fuck y'all. So
here at KillRadio.org. That was a loud, long set. Was it not? Yeah, that was Pilgrim Speakeasy out of Copenhagen, Finland. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. MySpace.com/Pilgrim Speakeasy. That last track we just heard was Black Mind. Before that was the track Lev. And we're back.
I thought you said Copenhagen, which is not in Finland. But no, it's Copenhagen.
That's what I said.
Yeah, no, that is what you said. I was just looking at it. Quite interesting. That band is rad, man. They're like
fun.
All over the place genre-wise, yeah. And like super creative. And I don't know. I like that sort of thing where it's like you can't just define it and just paint it into a little corner. That's fun. Let's thank the bands.
Please.
Favorite part of the show. Da-da-da-da. Thank you. All right, I'm done. No.
Shut up.
Pilgrim Speakeasy, Donald Fuller, Karoshi Lovers, Split Seconds, Suburban Smith, Note Rock, Spook Boy, The Gin Riots, The Quarter After, Day of Lions, Brutal Intent, Kraft Club, Pascal Goodrich Black, and Michael Knott. Thank you for submitting your music to killradio.org and allowing us to play it on the internet airwaves. I hope listeners enjoyed it and discovered some new music and drop by each other's MySpace page and say, hey, I heard you on Kill Radio, and if it weren't for those guys talking, it would have been a great show.
You're good. I like your music.
Boxers or briefs?
Did you talk about the podcast and the archive of the show already?
No, I didn't mention it, but it does exist. If you go to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE sometime later today, we will have a link for you to download the today's episode, as well as did you put a link to the podcast up there?
No.
Good. So we won't have a link to the podcast, but you can find it on iTunes. Well, yeah. If you just,
I think if you do a search for killradio.org, it
but
comes
I
up.
I think I sent you the link.
No, maybe. I finally I saw it, and yeah. I guess I got to figure out how I'm going to do it.
We'll throw that in there as well, and we'll be back next week with more submitted music. And, well, whatever, since I'm on the internet airwaves, I might as well plug a few shows.
Yeah.
Coming up, let's see. I'm going to do this all by memory. this Saturday, Leisure Suite at Bar 107. That will be myself and DJ Starsky Suave spinning 70s and 80s. That's a free night at Bar 107, 107 West 4th Street in downtown L.A. That's lots of fun. Starts at 9:30. And that's this Saturday, the 29th. Then we have Tuesday, April 1st, at Temple Bar. I'll be spinning some trip-hop and down-tempo electronica, opening for a band called Una, who was a guest on my show, Is Good. That'll be a great night to come out and check out some cool music in Santa Monica. That's at Temple Bar on Wilshire. Then Thursday, April 3rd at Spaceland, isgoodmusic.com presents several bands who've been here into the Kill Radio studio on Is Good. Michael Mazzocchi and the Widows, Night Fur, Craft Club, who we heard today on Hear Here, and Fish Circus, who are a lot of fun. And then April 5th, Saturday at Crane's Tavern, another isgoodmusic.com presents, featuring a lot of bands who've been played on Hear Here and all bands who've performed on Is Good. And they are Zira Vaughn, Wonderground, Jason Heath and the Greedy Souls, and Michael Harris. And then we have the following Wednesday, April 9th, at Echo Curio, the wonderful Chase Frank, band called Min May from the Northwest, and the also lovely Azalea Snail. So that would be a lot of fun. And that's it. That's the calendar of my brain for you.
Min May, I think, are pals with Chase Frank, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That should be a fun show.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, that's it. Any last words?
No.
That's a word.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
No KS2.